Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's the 5 on 5. And once again, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Formerly with The Color Experience, you will find there Sandra Reynoso and Kelly Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and of course, mine and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. Just sort of rolls off the tongue,
doesn't it?
You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1 right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Well, today for 5 on 5, I thought we would talk about personal traits of quality.
Personal traits of quality.
What do you think? Because not everybody thinks the same things are quality traits. You know, some people, well, I'll give an example. This isn't on my 5 on 5, but I thought self-reliance was a quality trait for many years.
And now, try
well
again.
That was Lee. That wasn't a machine or anything making that noise. That was him doing it. But, you know, that I came to realize that that actually holds me back and limits me from opening up to other people and discovering new ways of doing things.
Just like being driven.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So the 5 on 5. Number 5, honesty with tact. It's important, the with tact part, isn't it?
It really is.
Because I have some friends that are honest, and oh, please, don't be honest with me anymore. please, or let me, you know, let me put my, you know, my warm, let me get my teddy bear before you start talking to me. But yeah, but to be able to be honest with tact, and to be able to speak your truth, even if your voice shakes, and to let people know who you are, I think that's a really great quality. Number 4, patience with the distressed or the unfocused.
Huge gift.
Yeah. Distressed people, it's easier for me to be patient with. Unfocused, when they're flitting all over and I'm trying to kind of like, please just pay attention to me. Just think about the driver in front of you. If somebody's distressed, you're I'm all helpful for you. But when they're unfocused, you're like, buddy, honk, honk, yeah. You know, let's get moving here or whatever it is. You're a little bit less likely. Okay, so patience. Number 3, awareness. And I think that when I mean awareness, the way I'm going to use it as the trait today is the ability to see what once limited me. Like what I said about self-reliance. You know, it's still a wonderful trait sometimes, but it's not the always go-to trait. And I'm aware of that now. Number 2, humor. Lee threw that one in. Lee said a sense of humor, a good sense of humor is an important one. And I said, it's weird, because that's what I wrote the weekly blog on that goes on, it'll go on Facebook today, and it's on our website. Usually the only place we ever post that one is on our Facebook page. But it's about humor. What a gift humor is. You know, it's one of the quickest ways to connect with people, humor and love.
It's one of the nice things about it is it's a gift that's so easy to share.
Yeah. And people long to laugh. They really do. Okay, the number 1. So this is the number 1 quality trait that I'm listing for today. Willingness. You know, in the end, I always get a vote. And if I'm not in, my actions will show it. When I'm willing to do what it takes to have a great life, the reward is generated automatically. But so many times I'm unwilling to do the next right thing or the next thing that would bless me or you. And it just takes a little, come on, Beth, get going.
But there are times I've asked for willingness to be willing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So today we're talking about self-esteem. Power up. Do you value yourself? Do you love yourself? And if you don't, what can we do to help you with that? You know, I wrote down a bunch of ways to improve self-esteem. I thought maybe stuff we could talk about with the people on the radio today. What do you think, Lee?
I think that's a great
idea. It'll put you on the spot here and there. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, because, you know, you do this work too. I put, for the first way, ways to improve self-esteem. Number one, pay attention to the inner voice. What does he or she need? What will calm him or her down? Music? Rest? Friends? You know, what do you think of that?
Well, I think the inner voice, as you call it, what you do with that is important. Because number one, to listen to it, you just said willingness, to listen to that inner voice, and then what am I doing with it? Mm-hmm. You know, we know people that will try and shut it up by various ways. We know people that will pour alcohol on that voice, that will pour drugs on that voice, will pour food on that voice, mm-hmm. Okay? And then you're just not hearing it. You're not hearing it, and if you don't hear it, you're not going to get the message. So you need to nurture that little voice, be willing to listen to it. And you know what? If you're not willing to take the action right now, that's right now, but never say never.
Right, right. And pay attention to it. You have to get quiet to pay attention mm-hmm. to that voice. You have to be a little bit quiet, maybe be still, and just hear what the voice is saying. And I think a lot of times, once you get to know that voice, once you start to listen to it,
it can become intuitive.
Yeah. You will hear more often than not what your next role should be. But, you know, what does it need? What will calm that inner self down? Sometimes for me, just the right song can do it. You know, when we were choosing the music for our radio show, remember back then?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah.
And the music that we play, it calms me. And I like it, you know. Have I told you lately that I love you? How many of us want to hear that every now and again? Somebody to just say, I love you, you know? And that's an important thing, whether it's your kid or your a friend, your significant other, your spouse, your dog. Your dog has a way of saying, I love you. It doesn't say, row, row, row.
Although there is one on the internet.
There is one on the internet. Have you heard the little baby that says it?
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little baby on social media right now, and she says, I love you, and she,
ooh.
Yeah, she's very cute, very cute.
You know, one of the things with that little voice, though, Beth, is I need to understand that, again, that P word, perception. Because I can be misinterpreted. I can be hearing something that's not accurate. I can be believing lies.
Right.
So sometimes the action I can take is get a second opinion.
Right.
You know, is it accurate? I had, very briefly, I'll tell you, there was a time where I was challenged and I was low and I was feeling really low. And I have a dear friend named Adam. And we used to call each other and the joke would be we would say, quick, say something spiritual. And Adam called me. No, I called... I forget who had called who, and I said to him, buddy, I don't think there's anything spiritual enough you could say to make me feel better tonight. And he said to me, how about that I love you enough to be your friend? And I tears came down my face, and I said to him, you know, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you'll get better at recognizing the voice. That Lee is right. There's other voices. Ego has a very loud voice, usually.
And it's a liar.
Yeah, and ego will trick you. But you have to just know that the inner voice is there. Mm-hmm. You just have to get still and listen for it. And so that's the thing. Pay attention to it. What does it need? What will calm it? And then do that thing. Does it need music? Does it need rest? Does it need friends? Does it need a walk on the beach?
It thrives on connection.
Mm-hmm. So does it need to go out and look at the stars? You know, whatever it is that'll help you connect.
Does it need a weekend off?
Does it need a weekend off? You know, do the right thing. Okay, number two. Now this one, some of you listening are going to say, now that's a weird one that she's saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Eat well. Limit your intake of junk. And you know what junk is for you. I don't have to tell you what it is. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Eat well. Because the fuel that you give your body helps you produce energy. If you're producing little energy or no energy, maybe you just don't have enough fuel.
And we're speaking of self-esteem today, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
April 16th was 1 year that I made some drastic changes in how I treat my body. And I can tell you, I feel good about, you know, and not in an arrogant, egotistical way, but a gratitude good. Because, and of course, your whole thing with where you initially had taught me to pray to love my body.
Right.
Okay. You know what? I feel, I have self-esteem about, my wife looks at me when I'm working out on the back porch and she says, I am so proud of you.
That's nice. But that's the deal. And it is important, you know, having self-esteem, it's about caring about yourself. Mm-hmm. And what you eat is just one way you can care about yourself. So don't minimize it. Care about yourself.
And we're not talking about drastic change. We're speaking of balance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, number three. This is another one. You're going to be like, oh, come on, Beth, really? Uh-huh. Take time for hygiene. Invest in yourself by giving time for self-care. You know, looking at yourself in the mirror when you shave, gentlemen, looking at yourself, taking care of your skin or your teeth, whatever it is, you know the drill. When's the last time you were at the dentist? If you put those kind of things off, stop it. Just make the appointments and start doing them.
It doesn't serve your highest good.
No, it doesn't. And just start doing them. It's not going to be today. You call any dentist, you won't get in for a few months anyway. So just make the call. Set the appointment. And then when they call you to tell you the appointment's coming up, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I got to go do it. But go do it. And I'm saying that because I know some of you listening have put those things on hold. And it's not because of this, that, or the other, whatever the justification was at first. It's because you don't value yourself to take care of yourself. And I do. I encourage you to do that. I'm going to give you one more. Schedule things you enjoy. Write it on the calendar. You know, I love to send cards to my family for birthdays or Mother's Day or whatever. You know, I am not really good at hitting all the birthdays and the anniversaries. So what I started doing is writing cards to everybody for holidays.
There you go.
So on Mother's Day, every mother in my family will get a card. And on Easter or on Thanksgiving, I send cards and I write a personal note in each one just to connect with that one person. And it helps me. It's something I do. It's something I schedule and I enjoy. I see that coming up. I get the cards and I schedule the time to sit and write those notes.
And it's an investment because you have a big family.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's an investment that pays returns.
Absolutely. Whatever makes you feel real, schedule it. You know, we're going to take a short little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about more things that will help you. They'll help you power up this ability to esteem yourself. Stay with us.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. Just want to take a moment to mention that we will be continuing our monthly workshop series. And the next one is going to be on Saturday, May 14th. And it will be History Revealed in Our Present Belief. Some of the beliefs and behaviors we practice daily are tied to our past. Are you sure they're the guiding force you want to embrace? Choose well. So like I said, Saturday, May 14th, registration begins at 2 p.m. The workshop is from 2:30 to 4:30. $20 includes refreshments and materials, but as always, if that is an obstacle to you, please don't let it be. We always have folks willing to put up scholarships for those that have the will but not the means. You'll find us at 520 Royal Palm Boulevard in Vero Beach. For more information, you can go to www.bethwe.com. Upcoming workshops is the link, and we really hope to see you Saturday, May 14th for History Revealed in Our Present Belief.
Thanks, Lee. We're talking today about self-esteem, power up. What energy do you give to yourself? Are you enough? Are you valuable? Will you invest in yourself? That's what we're asking today. Will you even just take the time to know what your quality traits are? Will you take the time to know what your strengths are? To know what your assets are? To know what you've done to help this world? How have you already impacted the world? And if you were really sure of that, would your impact be even greater? We're talking different ways to improve self-esteem. We talked first about listening to that inner voice. Then we talked about what we eat, you know, eating well, fueling the body so that it can perform and serve. We talked about taking time for hygiene, you know, for taking care of that body. And whether it's, you know, teeth, nail care, whatever it is, take care of your body. Take time for self-care. You value yourself. You know, I think about that with that you know, when your children were little, you didn't say, oh, we don't have time to bathe the baby. The baby had baths all through the day because you valued that baby. Do the same for you. And then the fourth thing I said was schedule things you enjoy. Write it on the calendar. Schedule it, even if it's just time to sit down and write cards or letters to people that you love. But whatever it is that you love, schedule it and make time for it. Do you like to ride a bike? Schedule it. Do you like to walk the bridge? Schedule it. Do you like to have lunch at a certain place? Schedule it. Make it happen. The fifth thing, do something you keep putting off. Turn a to-do into a ta-da. You know, I like that one. A to-do into a ta-da. You know, this week I had a friend, my friend Miss Maureen Murphy.
Hey, Mo.
She came over and she helped my daughter Emily and I do some spring cleaning. Ah. Maureen is just organized by nature. She's an organizer. And so she came and she kept us on track, you know. And the to-do, the thing that I was like, oh, how am I ever going to clean out this closet or this, you know, cabinet or whatever it is, it became a ta-da, you know. I mean, we went from this to-do to this ta-da, and now I just kind of walk into this one room and I'm like, yeah, this is great. You know,
it feels good.
It feels good. And she thank you again, Maureen. But she helped us do it. But now it's like, it's good. Those are the achievements we talked about. The achievements don't have to be getting your doctorate. The achievement can be, I cleaned the linen closet out.
Now, how long did you suffer the discomfort of that disorganization before you were motivated to... Forever?
Forever, for a long time. And now it's nice, you know. But that do something that you keep putting off. Turn a to-do into a ta-da.
And also, you'll get it off your mental list.
It clears it up. How about this one, number six, dress well. Now, when I say dress well, I don't mean suit and tie.
You said stress well.
No, dress. Dress well. I don't mean dress as who you are. I know people that don't always put on a clean shirt every day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that because they are worth more than that. They are worth it. You're worth clean underwear today. You're worth, but dress well. It shows that you care about yourself. It shows that you esteem yourself. It doesn't, I'm not asking you to dress fancy or to do, but just take care in what you wear. And it's not about having great clothes. You can go to the dollar, probably not the dollar store to buy clothes, but I mean, you can go to a thrift store.
Thrift store, Salvation Army.
Yeah, and buy some clothes. But it's just presenting yourself, taking care. This is who I am, and I'm going to bring it out to people, and I'm going to try to look my best.
And if you just thought to yourself, well, I don't care what other people think about me, we're not talking about what other people think about you. We're speaking of how you feel about you.
What you think about you.
Yeah.
What you think about you. Because...
you are worthy.
You are. It's not about... I'm not worried about how other people judge you. I'm talking about how are you judging you? Mm-hmm. And are you judging you as not worthwhile enough to have clean clothes every day? Well, that sounds silly to some of you are going, really, Beth? There's people that don't. I'm telling you, really, Yes. There are people. Okay, number seven, reward yourself with a little culture. Culture. Is that how they say it? I'm not good at it.
Somewhere.
Culture. music, movies, books, dance, art. Everybody loves something. Look for what you love and reward yourself with it every now and again. Every now and again, whether it's buying one song on iTunes or going to a concert, which might cost a little more than that one song. But whatever you can do, reward yourself with culture. Go to the museum on the free day and walk through and look at the art. You know, whatever it is, reward yourself with it because you're worthy. Go look at old buildings if you like history.
Take a ride.
Yeah. Do reward yourself with culture. Number 8. This one's important. If you're suffering from self-esteem, this might be part of your problem. Surround yourself with positive people. Why? Because
negativism is contagious.
It is. You know, it's a funny thing. Friends of ours in 12-step say this for something else, but it means for this. If you hang around the barbershop, eventually you'll get a haircut.
Yep.
If you hang around with negative people, eventually you'll get a negative attitude.
Yeah.
If you're surrounded all the time, you have to branch out. Lee talked earlier about some people that are taking care of some friends and family that are elderly or have lost the ability
to care for themselves.
Yeah. And that can be a really hard thing. You need a break from that.
Yep.
You know, you need a break from that. I'm not saying that you can't do it because I'm telling you to surround yourself with positive people. I'm saying make sure that you get a break away from that. And then, in the break, surround yourself with positive people.
And I can tell you this from experience. If you find yourself in that situation, take those breaks because it is important to maintain that positive attitude because eventually you will recognize it, that it was a blessing.
Right. Number 9. You ready for this one? Learn something new with regularity.
Okay.
It could be a definition of a new word. It could be a phone app. Now, for those of us like me, that the phone is like a big, I don't know what. But recently, I've been trying to just kind of touch base with something new on the phone and use it for something a little bit more. I don't take a lot of time with my phone, I'll be honest, but I can do a few more things now. Maybe it's a cooking style. Maybe the new thing you're going to try is a cooking style or a driving technique. Okay, I'm talking golf. No, I'm not talking golf, but I could be. It could be golf, you know. But whatever it is, learn something new with regularity.
And if you have internet access, at whatever search engine you prefer, I'm a Googler, but there's a virtual plethora,
of choices.
Information at our fingertips.
Yeah, just look into something. And then number 10, I guess this is maybe, I talked about what we did this week. Keep your nest uncluttered and alive with items that delight you. If you're feeling small, you're feeling bad, move those things around and remember the joy. Intention is the key, and intention is infectious as well. Mm. When you start to move around things that you love, you remember things about them, and it makes you feel good and excited. But these are things to help you come to a place in your life where you can love yourself, where you can value yourself, where I can see that you value yourself by how you live your life.
You can recognize your value.
Yeah.
Because the value is there.
The value is there. You know, there's many, many of us that when I talk to you about trying to list 5 strengths or 5 good traits that you had, or some of you are still struggling with that. You're saying, I couldn't do it. Try every day to add one more. Pay attention. That awareness that I talked about, become aware of what you do well. Because you know what? You are valuable to us. At Beth Wee, we know your value. We need everyone on the team. We need the guy sitting on the bench the whole time who's watching and paying attention to how we're doing. We need the people who are on the field, you know, doing the hard work, but also using a skill that they got that the other guy didn't. Both of those skills are important. The watching and caring. Big skill. It might not be pitching or hitting or whatever the team is that you're on, but you're on our team. The whole world is a team.
If you've ever done a puzzle, you recognize the value of having every piece.
That's right. Remember, humility always comes first. How can you esteem somebody you don't know? Get to know yourself. Ask for help with that. If you're a spiritual person, ask your higher power. Ask God as you understand it. Say, God, come and help me with this. This is important work, and it's something that we want to give to you. Self-esteem. We value you. Won't you value yourself? We'll be back next week. Stay tuned. You can always find us here. And if you can't find us here, go to BethWE.com, and you can hear old podcasts that Lee puts on the site. Thanks for tuning in.